This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Tokyo 2020 Games were declared closed by IOC Chief Thomas Bach Sunday, ending, quote, the most challenging Olympic journey, end quote, after a year's pandemic delay and threats of cancellation. Bach called them unprecedented Olympic Games as he addressed the 68,000-seat Olympic Stadium, which was without fans as Japan battles to contain a record coronavirus outbreak. It marked a low-key end to an extraordinary Olympics that have mostly played out in empty venues with only athletes, team officials, and media present. Athletes have lived in strict biosecure conditions with social distancing at the Olympic Village and instructions to wear masks unless eating, sleeping, training, or competing. The Olympics were plagued by low Japanese support as they went ahead with Tokyo and other regions under a state of emergency and with infections multiplying to new heights. The European Union has caught up to the once-vaunted U.S. coronavirus vaccination effort despite a sluggish start. In mid-February, less than 4% of people living in the 27-nation bloc were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19, compared with nearly 12% in the U.S. Now, some 60% of EU residents have received at least one dose, compared to less than 58% of Americans. Congolese authorities said Sunday the coronavirus epidemic had eased in many parts of the country, but remained worrying in the economic capital of Lubumbashi, where not wearing a mask will now be punishable by up to 7 days in jail. Iran reported over 500 daily COVID deaths for the first time Sunday, its health ministry announced, as new infections also hit a record high. Iran remains the Middle East country worst hit by the pandemic. This is VOA News. The Taliban captured three more provincial capitals in northern Afghanistan Sunday as they take their fight to the cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five provincial capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. The offensive was first launched in May. It came as foreign forces began the final stages of their withdrawal, which is scheduled to be complete by the end of August. Sudan recalled its ambassador to neighboring Ethiopia Sunday, frustrated by the stance of Ethiopian officials, whom it said were refusing Sudan's offer to mediate in the ongoing conflict in Tigray. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday about the conflict in its northern Ethiopian region of Tigray, which has led to an influx of more than 53,000 refugees since late 2020. Spokespeople for the Ethiopian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Prime Minister did not immediately respond to requests for comment on Sudan recalling its ambassador. North Korean state media say leader Kim Jong-un has mobilized the military to carry out relief work in areas recently hit by heavy rains amid concerns over an economic crisis and food shortage. An early monsoon season arrived on the Korean peninsula last month, complicating pandemic-affected everyday life with torrential rains. The weather also inflicted damage in some southern regions. The U.S. state of California's Dixie Fire has grown to become the largest single wildfire in state history, fueled by strong winds and bone-dry vegetation. People in the scenic forest lands of Northern California face a weekend of fear as the blaze threatens to reduce thousands of homes to ashes, but cooler overnight temperatures and higher humidity slowed the spread of the fire. Lionel Messi fought back tears during a press conference Sunday, at which he confirmed he is leaving Barcelona, where he has played his entire soccer career. The 34-year-old Argentinian superstar has been without a contract since the end of June, and the team says it cannot afford to keep him. Messi admits a move to Paris Saint-Germain is a possibility. He is a six-time Ballon d'Or winner and has won four Champions League. Dennis D.T. Thomas, a founding member of the long-running soul-funk band Kool & the Gang, has died at age 70. A statement from his representative says Thomas died peacefully in his sleep Saturday. Kool & the Gang are known for soul-funk hits such as Celebration and Get Down On It. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.